Otaku Log Supplemental. SOEmo brings life and emotion to EverQuest 2 by mapping your face onto your character. Yeah, not quite literally true, but I had to get it to fit in the headline. What this does is, opposed to just copying and pasting a picture onto a model, it's a facial tracking software, and it actually keeps track of where your eyes are, where your eyebrows are, the location, the shape of your mouth, your jawline, and it manipulates the polygons of the in-game character to actually match your expressions. And they have it tied in with a voice chat system. So when you actually talk to your party members in-game, your character's lips will actually flap around to follow it. And if you cock an eyebrow at something, your character will cock an eyebrow in-game. This just blows me away. This is a really incredible, elaborate piece of technology that they have integrated into a free-to-play game. And more than that, this is a unique role-playing tool, the likes of which, to my knowledge, nobody's even really thought much about in the computer role-playing genre. And I have to wonder, did online RPGs just out-role-play desktop, traditional tabletop RPGs? I'm thinking, like, okay, there's a girl somewhere, and she always dreamed of being a knight rather than a princess, and she plays this giant barrel-chested warrior. And now with the new system, when she parties up with her friends, I mean, maybe only one of them she actually knows in real life, and the rest of them have just always seen her as this giant barrel-chested warrior who's first into the fray. And with the new system, she's able to pitch shift her voice all the way down. She can let out the guttural battle cry. She can see up the top of the screen, like, her character's mouth opening and the eyebrows raising and the eyes open wide. She's wading into battle and kills down the dragon, lets out a corny one-liner. Ah, I'm a cut above other adventurers you've faced before. And, you know, her whole party sighs and groans and shakes their heads. And she can see them actually do that. This isn't something you need to type into a text parser anymore. It's even a notch above your traditional text chat. And this was moving. This was moving. This has huge potential. So, Michael Krutzler, growingupotaku.com, thanks for listening.